7:39 on this Thursday edition of Palmetto Mornings. We are looking at 54 degrees right here on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
I'm Alex Greenewald.
As always, we love to welcome in our listeners on AM 1340, those listening on the free WRHI app. Download that app today. Watching us on Caporium Cable Channel 103, as well as Facebook Live. Might be a little biased, but our next guest is truly one of my favorite guests, a lady who knows her way around the microphone. Hannah Horn is the executive director of the Gravity Center. And if you've listened to this program before, and Hannah's helped us out here on Palmetto Mornings, we spent many years working in early morning television together. It's just a great time.
And so, Alex, my heart, my empathy goes to you.
I will tell you, Hannah, I love Lucas so much, but I can imagine you two are double trouble, weren't you?
Well, keep in mind, too, Lucas was 15 years younger, so he had even more energy. Yeah. He's a squirrel, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we are certainly glad that Hannah is here in our backyard working at the Gravity Center. As always, Hannah, if you can just give us the elevator speech about the Gravity Center, because we have a big, exciting week happening next week.
Indeed. So the Gravity Center is the hub for entrepreneurship in Rock Hill in York County. If you have an idea or are interested in starting or scaling a business, we have resources, programs, classes, we'll network you, and we'll cheerlead you all the way to making that a reality.
And you love the business community so much. Sure. I know when you transition out of television, you are so passionate about the business community. What is that connection? Why do you have so much passion?
Well, I love seeing people prosperous and successful. I love seeing communities add jobs and people that are, you know, chasing their dreams. In when we were working in morning news together, after I finished that really that rigorous morning shift, we would go out and do stories in the community. And one of the types of stories that I really enjoy doing were consumer types of news. So things that would help people save money, moms that were looking for apps that could coupon clip or how to refi your house. And so I love these stories that helped families and people become more successful and have more money in their pocket, take, cheaper vacations, better vacations, so more value, more bang for the buck. And it was in that season that I realized that I really had a niche and really enjoyed that, had figured to transition into financial journalism for like a Bloomberg or, a CNBC. But it was in my grad school experience getting my MBA that I just really put that communication, that acumen to play inside of the business community, which is, that marketing comm aspect is really, really key to getting, either investment relations or fundraising or marketing or community involvement. That's a side beyond just the numbers. That's really, really incredible. So, putting a little, wordsmithing and content creation inside of your website, all that's incredibly important. And I just love doing it.
Well, boy, I'm going to take a note from Hannah Horn's book over here, and I may need to bring you on to the nonprofit world.
To Alex's point, when we think of entrepreneurs, right, we think they've got a product they want to sell, which is great, right?
Right.
But when you think of entrepreneurship, that can also be in a business if you don't have so much of a product. In Alex's
case, nonprofit.
Right. So there really truly are. You can either be product based, you're selling a widget or something, or it could be service based. So we, for example, we have several ventures that are being mentored right now. For example, a corporate event planning company. So an event planning company, that's a service. We have a home organizer that'll go in and, clean that garage out or that closet.
I need that.
So pricing those are very different because when you have a product, you have a cost of goods sold. It costs you something to make that product that comes back into your accounting. Service-based, you're really charging for your time, a little bit less overhead, but it's all about you and your time. So it's very different. But nonprofits, keep in mind, nonprofits, it's not that you don't make a profit. It's just the profits don't go back to investors or shareholders.
That's
so it's really a tax setup. It's a tax structure, an entity structure that's just different from an LLC so that you're just reusing any profit, putting it back into the service or program. So don't people think, oh, I'm going to start a nonprofit and be poor. No, there are lots of rich nonprofit folks. Just saying, they make money too, so please give to them.
Oh, gosh. All right, so we're getting ready for takeoff. It's a celebration of entrepreneurship. So next week is a big week. Kind of lay the foundation for us.
Yeah. So next week is Global Entrepreneurship Week. And if I could just take a minute, even in advance of that, and just give a shout out to all of our small business owners, all of our entrepreneurs, those dreamers that are out there that are going to take the plunge in this next year to really work on their business plan. And if it's a side hustle, to just really go for it. Global Entrepreneurship Week is celebrated globally around the world in hundreds of cities and countries. It is just truly a celebration. Other cities, for example, Charlotte has, I think, 42 events. Kansas City has 156 programs next week alone for all associated with Global Entrepreneurship Week. So hashtag GEW2022, you can find out all about what's happening around the world. But here locally in Rock Hill, we're going to kick things off Monday with the ready for takeoff. Everything's to a plane theme because our entrepreneur is in the aviation business and who's our guest speaker. And this is just a celebration, dinner, and awards. We're going to do Innovator of the Year Award, the Gravitude, which is a person who's really helped us in our community, and the Ecosystem Partner of the Year Award. There's going to be an opportunity to meet some of the ventures that we're mentoring right now. They'll be set up kind of in a showcase. You'll get your boarding pass as your ticket. It's so fun. And then our guest speaker is a guy named Glenn Gonzalez, who is the CEO and founder of what's called Jetit. It's a concierge jet service, like a charter jet service, but disrupting the market in terms of its fractional jet service. So almost like a timeshare for jets. Very different business model. And he won the Entrepreneur of the Year Award last year from Ernst & Young. Huge
deal.
Yes, huge deal. Just hearing him, but it's going to be a great night to celebrate.
Who would be the target audience for this event on Monday?
Well, really anybody that just needs that extra boost of inspiration in their small business or entrepreneurial journey, or as we've talked about, even within businesses, if you don't own the company and you're just getting into business, or you are a mid-level manager and just want that boost of inspiration, because what you do is what we call entrepreneurial. So you're really like creating things within your business, within your teams, and you just want that extra boost of energy. Come hang out and let's celebrate and creating this culture in Rock Hill of entrepreneurship and small business ownership that's truly, truly celebrated.
What is so great about the Gravity Center, and Hannah, you certainly have cheerleadered this, is just the community and the support, right? So how many times as an entrepreneur this has happened? If you have a good or service, another entrepreneur, you can connect them together.
Right.
So you're not alone. I could imagine if you're an entrepreneur, you've got this grand idea, you launch a business, and then you're out by yourself like a kite flying in a storm.
Absolutely.
Right? So
absolutely.
You can rely on so many people.
Yeah. Who's your accountant?
Yeah.
Or what, I'm really hitting, a cash flow issue. What do you do in this case? Or they have a similar product or service and they begin talking to each other. A great example, we have two entrepreneurs that work inside the Gravity Center, Ryan Sanderson, who y'all know from Knowledge Park, who's actually mentoring and helping along another coffee roaster, a guy named Nate Cundy. Nate is a police officer in Fort Mill who just launched Pursuit Coffee and is actually allowing Nate to roast his coffee inside of Knowledge Park. They're not in competition with each other at all, but they're working together to, listen, every Paul needs a Timothy, right? And every Timothy needs a Paul. So sometimes it's reverse mentoring that we find.
That just makes my heart so happy to see the good that's going on through the Gravity Center. And I'll even say when I'm out and about, I'll see signs and people that are representative of the Gravity Center. And it's something you have to be so, so proud of. You are boosting our economy. You're giving back to our small businesses. And even from a nonprofit perspective, if you're listening and you work nonprofit world, there's still stuff to benefit for us to grow our entrepreneurial, skills internally.
Right. Well, we love our nonprofits as well. I mean, Jonathan Nazir, for example, Victory Gardens, is in our nonprofit community, a nonprofit innovator.
Yeah.
Can't say enough about Jonathan and Crystal. And so this is not, there's a lot of social impact. There's a lot of, calls type business chasing that's happening, and that's great. But, these products and services and the loneliness that entrepreneurs feel, that is a big part of what we do, and networking them out and make sure that they're in the South Carolina supply system website, that they understand government contracting, that they understand digital marketing, that they understand taxes, that they understand funding opportunities. Mm. These are next steps, milestones beyond just, I have an idea. What do we do with that idea? How do we level that up?
Well, you can find that at the Gravity Center, but really get ready for takeoff, that celebration of global entrepreneurship. It's going to take place here in our backyard at the Gathering Space this Monday, November the 14th. 5 p.m. begins the networking, 6 p.m. dinner and awards. So check out mygravitycenter.com And then just go and check out Hannah. She will get you right on the path for victory.
Success.
Yes. I know. Thank you. Perfect. Thank you, guys.